have you, with our beloved here, welcome. My name is June, to be with us tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome.
Tonight is your night.
For me, I'm so thankful for the story, even though it's so deep, I may not understand it all, but I'm so thankful because the little bit that I have understood from it, it's just been such a gift, mm-hmm. and it's given a lot of openings, a lot of perspective, and it just is very freeing to know that I'm on my way back home. I couldn't imagine a stream without my guide, holding my guide's hand. I just really could not, I cannot imagine at this point. Very thankful. Thank you so much.
I'm not putting you on the spot.
I'm speechless right now.
We're all speechless. Yeah. But if you have anything, please feel let it come out. That's the time.
Well, I will, since there's a silence, I will share something that occurred tonight. It only occurs very rarely to me, and I have no explanation of why it occurs, except it does occur occasionally in high devotional places. And I wanted to share that it did occur some tonight, and it, because of the devotion and the love that is present in this room. It's not really very important too much that something occurred. It's more important the fact that it occurred here, and there's a lot of devotion and love here. And the devotion and love is very important to developing the wisdom, because a lot of times the devotion and love allows the wisdom to expand easier, and it's easier to hold on to the devotion and love. And I wanted to share that I did feel it tonight with everything, and that whatever what occurred tonight has occurred a couple of times in India underneath the meditation tree, a couple of times in our center in Reno, and it occurred here tonight. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know. Devotion is very good. Unbelievable. I don't know if anybody else really felt it, but I'm sure you did.
Anything else will happen to you? That's the secret.
It relates to something that's really unexplainable. Okay. So, and it's not something that I can explain even why it occurs or what occurs. I just know it does. And
mm-hmm. We'll let it go at that.
Exactly. Because we don't want anybody trying it. And we don't want anybody doing anything about it.
Exactly.
Or making any concept. We just say it occurred.
Yeah.
Thanks. In general, speak up to it.
Sure. I'd like to say that.
Translate them to the book. I give first a lot of time to translate them.
Beyond my imagination, through my life, that finally find such a path and such a divine teaching that all the searching, or I didn't even know what I was searching for truly, but all the agony of whatever in the bazaar, finally finding this Pat and my teacher, it is, I just want to share this, that it's very, very precious to me that it's like nobody's business, just mine.
Let's
make a longer story short.
That's the end of sharing tonight.
Oh well, thank you.
Sharing.
That it in my heart and and whatever is happening.
Nobody's business.
Let me come to your rescue. I relate to
one more. I'm my teacher. In a, so that's all it is. I'm sorry.
No, I relate to that.
I was about to touch your mashup. That was good.
This is a personal path. I completely understand, Angela. There is a path that you cannot. You cannot advertise about it because you only advertise about things that are not as good as you think they are. And they need advertisement. And you have to experience it. And when you experience it, it's so dear to you that you can't even voice it. It's like having a treasure in your house. You don't tell every neighbor where you have it hidden, you know. And so in one side, she wants to share. The other side is just so big and so close to her heart that she's wondering if any place can hold what she holds, you know, to be revealed. So I do understand very well.